Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Homeopathy. Controversial, yes, for a number of reasons. What happens, though, when someone gives it a try and it doesn't work? Doesn't do anything? The person could easily say, then, see, the skeptics are right. It's too dilute to really do anything beyond just placebo effect. We can say here the issue is getting the right medicine at the right time. If someone has a pro-inflammatory diet, for example, a good homeopathic medicine may not be noticed until the person changes lifestyle a bit, like eating an anti-inflammatory diet, be that avoiding wheat, sugar, or some change like that. But still, even with an excellent diet, there are so many different medicines to choose from, the first one chosen may not be close enough to fit that patient's unique picture. Homeopathy is probably the least one-size-fits-all medicine there is. This is great because you can get such a specific medicine that when it does work, it does so in a very deep, satisfying way. You are unique, so your headache, back pain, arthritis, depression, or whatever is unique to you. Turmeric can help arthritis, or St. John's wort can help depression, but not as well as a more specific medicine for whatever ails you. You can get inklings of this without even knowing much about homeopathy yet. Maybe both you and your friend both have a problem with sleep. But when you discuss more specific things about the insomnia, the similarities could break down quickly. Your friend may have difficulty getting to sleep, but your problem may be not that at all, but staying asleep. Even regular medicine would prescribe different drugs for these types of insomnia. Homeopathy gets more specific than that, so it is more satisfying when you get that correct medicine. You would get more at the cause, have to repeat it less often, and of course not have to risk all of the unwanted potential side effects of drug therapy. On the contrary, the correct homeopathic medicine will often correct underlying issues during or associated with whatever doctors call the chief complaint. With insomnia or headache, maybe there's a bad mood that could be lightened with a good homeopathic medicine. So it's often worthwhile for the patient to stick around until the correct natural medicine is found. A good doctor would be on the lookout for lifestyle changes that could help a given problem. So if the first one or two homeopathic medicines aren't close enough or on the mark, a simple change in diet, for example, can often go a long way. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.